Friday, March 25th, 2022. Live, thank you for joining us here on LuxTech Radio, podcast for Patriots. Oh, good evening. We're just talking about the weeks. How was your run?
It was, you really would have loved it. Yesterday morning, I woke up like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. It was just wild thunderstorms, lightning, just, I mean, the storms down here like shake the house, which is, I like it. You know, as long as the power stays on, then I'm cool with it. But yeah, but today was like a beautiful 68, 70 degrees, breezy, low humidity. So it left us with some nice spring weather. Yeah. Oh, how about beautiful. You? I know you said it was going down to cold again, right?
It's all over the place. Yeah, it started off cooler this morning. It felt like it got up to like upper 40s maybe for a while. And then now it's the low 30s and rain, sleety
mess
stuff again. I think it's supposed to get down to 16 or something tomorrow night. I don't know. it's only May or March. It might as well be May. This weather, we'll have this weather.
Your weather is very similar to, I mean, Jersey weather was the same thing. You couldn't really until like mid-April. You couldn't really plant anything because you never knew. You were always going to get that little March. I call it the March bitch. And she would just shit down on you. Yeah. Be like, oh, just when you thought it was over, another 12 inches.
Yep.
Not in a good way either, you know? You know?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, no, I figure that we have been very lucky with snow yet, so we're going to get bombed. And in April, we'll probably get a big blizzard out of somewhere. We're due. It's just been a very, very tame winter for the most part, so, which is nice. I'm not complaining about it, but it's generally not been very bad. It's not even really generally been that cold. We've had a few days below zero or wind chills that were below zero, but it was really a really mild.
Can't take it. Take it while you can. We'll take it. Not global warming, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Oh, let's find my pictures here. I got a couple of things to go through today. I have some quotes from the week. I found some more funny dating profiles, but I thought I'd start off with...
My mom was dying over them. She's like...
Ukraine again.
Did they ever get... Did they get out of that theater in Maripol? I know they were all.
They're still working on it. Yeah, they can't. They can't because of all the fighting and the combat and stuff in there. They can't get rescue crews in there to continue to dig and excavate. So if there are people alive, they're gonna their very last hours because by now they haven't had any food or water. So. I don't know. They say so far they're estimating Ukraine has said 300 people or something it's going to be higher than that by the time they can get in there. And well, who knows? Putin might just drop another 3 or 4 missiles on it just to obliterate it all together. And you'll never know. You know, you have to be sifting through there for you know,
body parts,
small kernels of, you know, busted bones, fragments to do DNA tests. It's just wild. This picture I put up, this was just the day before yesterday, I believe, in Russia. A funeral for 5 of their servicemen there. I'm starting to see more and more and more of these images and snapshots of, or screenshots of people's social media posts in Russian with pictures of their, you know, whether it was their son or a husband or a boyfriend or something like that. The point being is they're starting to see the bodies in Russia, and it's starting to make their press, and it's starting to reach a lot of communities there. So it's going to be interesting to see what dynamic that brings, because it's going to make it harder for him with the population, not, you know, as they're seeing more of those bodies. So he's going to get desperate. And I just don't know if that means he's going to – one of two things has got to happen. It's got to escalate or de-escalate. It's not just going to stay at where it's at, right? So I don't see him de-escalating, but I hope he does. And we'll see what happens.
How long's Biden supposed to be over there in Poland? Is he done? Is he coming home?
I think he's on his way back already.
It's weekend time. He needs his beach house. You know, like nothing's going on.
Snap. Like, just stop him from saying dumb things.
Yeah.
You know, more and more again. I had a few images. All right, that kind of rolls into some of the stupid things from this week. I had five things I picked. So yesterday, when he snapped at that reporter and said, "Let's get something straight," you remember, if you covered me from the beginning, I did not say that. In fact, the sanctions would deter him. Sanctions never deter. You keep talking about that. Sanctions never deter. Yeah, well, we keep talking about that because that's the narrative you sold everybody. You know, and I know you're very familiar with this. It's been talked about at length. But I'm going to put the five most absurd statements of the week that I heard into one. And this one just, I still haven't, have you seen or heard them try to clean this one up yet? Because I haven't even seen an effort at it. They're just like kind of ignoring.
Well, Psaki is away for, she has COVID again. Didn't she just get COVID like a month ago, 2 months ago? So I think that's all kind of like planned because they really don't have much to say, really.
They can't. I mean, it's completely, he was so adamant with this reporter and snarky about, you know, how could she think that? Yeah. And then everybody in his administration for weeks was saying, you know, that it was a deterrent. It gets worse and worse. If there was ever a president that needed to be removed from office because of his lack of mental acuity, it's Joe Biden.
From day one.
And it just gets worse and worse. And we're in a World War era here. And we have Joe Biden. Ukraine's got Zelensky. I know people have opinions all over the place for a lot of different reasons. And that's fine. They're entitled to opinions. And everybody should be. Just encourage that everybody does their research. But he is emerging as not just a once-in-a-generation leader, but a once-in-a-lifetime leader. I can't think of another one in our lifetime. I want to say Reagan, but even Reagan wasn't able to get this much of the world in a coalition this quickly and effectively to help him in the face of active combat against a huge, unbelievable odds, right? So I love Reagan, and I wish we had him now, but I still think not even he. I think Zelensky is a once-in-a-lifetime type of world leader that you're going to see, and certainly once in a generation.
And even us, like with Biden, if Biden goes, look what we're left with. It's not like we have a better option. Kamalato, and then Pelosi's after.
It's all bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's all bad. But, I mean, Zelensky's had more... He's had more fruitfully productive conversations with world leaders on the foreign stage in 4 weeks than Biden's had in 40 years.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if you look at foreign policy that way, in 4 weeks, he's brought more people together around the world than Biden has in 40 years. I'm in awe. You know, a lot of people want to bag him for all sorts of different reasons, and I don't care. I'm sticking by him until he proves me otherwise. And just all the way on this. I hate seeing the same thing happened with COVID. When we got a few weeks into COVID, all of a sudden the argument had to get politicized, and boom, that was it. And it didn't matter a lot of people had different feelings about it somewhere in the middle, but you had to go to one end or the other. And the same thing is happening now with this, with the situation in Ukraine, and it's sad. Because they're trying to politicize this and polarize it in a way that it's going to become, if you support Ukraine, you're a lefty or a liberal. Because that's the way it's going right now. Yeah. And the other way, and I absolutely am not going to have that shit happen. Because it's asinine. It's stupid. People can't get past. Sooner or later, left or right, or both at the same time, preferably, have to get beyond yesterday. Everybody has to say, okay, fine. Obama did, what Trump did, Obama did, or Trump did, or Biden did. It's just like, sooner or later, we have to say, here we are. It's fucking, what are we going to do? Because if you keep swinging at me because I did something your guy did, and we're just never getting anywhere. And that's not submitting to anything, or it's just saying, man, it's so stupid. That's the reason we're in this mess in the world. This is a product of poor leadership we had in the United States, which is a product of poor socio-political norms and narratives over the past decade, especially. I will go that far. I will go as far as to say that we own what's going on in a lot of places in the world.
We do.
But we just can't get past ourselves. That's, mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Let's see what the next one. We'll stay on that same topic, really, because it seems good too. So Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically, that's wrong.
This is the next in line.
This is the vice president, number two, in charge of the free world with the nuclear codes. Giving us all a second grade geography class. I mean, I'm surprised that she didn't have like little, like big maps and like a little bucket that had two crayons in it. Pal had two crayons and a whistle, you know, and a little map of Ukraine for people to color. It's so embarrassing. You know, this is. What an embarrassment. It is. On the world stage. And it just keeps happening. We don't have any other choices. Nobody else can get up there and talk for us. Who else? Number three, Pelosi? Yeah. That's real great.
We were talking about this the other day. It's like, okay, so that's great. If you get rid of Joe, that's great. Look at what we're left with. It's like you have to... It's you just... I mean, you just think about it, like.
And what's after him? Well, is Schumer then?
After Pelosi? Who is Pelosi?
No, after Pelosi, then it's the president pro tempore. So then it's actually Grassley.
Interesting.
Yes. That goes Grassley. The fourth one in line is always the president pro tempore of the Senate. I'm almost positive. Somebody should look that up. I haven't looked at this in a long time. And then it starts going into successive cabinet heads. And I think Department of the State is next in there. And
I know, Sarah. They're all fucking dinosaurs. I know.
And that's the problem. That's why this world, God. It's so detached. Such awful human beings. True. So three more. Take a guess at what one of the other three are. We had Kamala and we had Biden.
From this week?
Yeah.
Let's say.
Three more people.
Hisaki talk?
With Saki, absurd definitely. Things they said.
No,
she's not in the list. She definitely did, but she didn't make my five.
Who else talk shit this week? Tucker.
What happened this week? What was?
Oh, no, not Tucker. The Senate, the confirmation.
What happened this week? What was going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was some craziness going on there. Which one is it?
Yeah, well, I am not a quantologist.
She'll never.
This was
that
so.
Down.
Two things. I mean, she's too stupid to be a Supreme Court justice, or she's too dishonest to be one. But I don't think it's the first one.
No.
I don't think it's too stupid. She clearly knows what a woman is. But she's too dishonest because
they're scared.
But she did admit she admitted biology, at least, right? She at least admitted biology determines gender. That's a step. It's a step back to reality.
Memes that were made about this. It's going to be forever. Forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're great. I've only seen a handful of them because I haven't really been online that much the last day or so. But it's just absurd. There were so many, and you could see in there a few times. What I will say is even Kavanaugh definitely too, because he took a pounding. But Amy Coney Barrett too. They both kept their bearing. Jackson,
she was losing her
bearing a few times.
Oh, yeah, she was crying.
She was getting all huffy and turn her head and, you know, facial gestures and everything else.
With the, she was, who was it? I think it was Cory Booker was talking his game to her, and she had the tears going, you know. He's like, don't, hold on, girlfriend. He's like, hang in there, girlfriend, whatever crap he was saying.
Yeah. A little objective senator there on the Judiciary Committee. He's such a turd. Two more left. You probably won't get one for sure. I'll just throw this guy up here because this asshole today talking to Cavuto. I'm a physician. I'm a scientist. I direct a very important institute, one that has been responsible for the most part for the development of the vaccines that have saved billions of lives already.
Wait, was he on Cavuto today? He was?
Yeah. Cavuto had him on today. Yeah.
I haven't seen this little shit in forever.
Like, leave it to Cavuto and I'll put this piece of shit on there and give him airtime. But yeah, and that's what he said, basically. And they're so, I didn't know that the CDC developed the vaccines. I thought it was like Pfizer and Moderna and all these other Johnson & Johnson. But that's how fucking lost and delusional he is in his arrogance. His dogma of himself.
He needs to go away.
Again, I'm a physician. I'm science.
I heard there's another like variant, like BA2 or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
Like, we should have a kiss my ass variant.
Okay. The last one nobody will get, but this is just kind of a fun. But I didn't Epstein myself. Jeffrey Epstein, I put this up for the reason that Trump's suing Hillary, so we gotta watch out now. Somebody's got Trump better make sure he's got a security tight around him all the time. He's got his lawsuit against Hillary and the DNC. And she's been making her way back in the news again, you know, on different appearances. So she's people are gonna start disappearing again.
Yeah.
It's just, we know it's gonna happen. Just mysteriously turning up dead somewhere, because that's what follows her around. But it was interesting in the lawsuit. I didn't read all of it. I scanned sections and I heard about a few pages on something I was listening to, so I posted one page yesterday, which was page 30, I think, of the lawsuit. I don't have it up in front of me, but it referenced that Hillary, the phone call or the communication they intercepted that Hillary had allegedly acknowledged or gave the approval for the Russia scandal, basically, that was suggested to her by a national security or public, foreign security advisor or foreign policy advisor or something like that. Like, you know who that is? That's going to be our friend Jake Sullivan, I'm sure. He was so in her pocket, and he was the one that fed her all of the bogus protest stuff was the reason for Benghazi and that they ran with. So we'll see where that lawsuit goes. I hope it at least goes far enough that there's discovery in there that they can start pulling stuff out of there, because it just needs to break
with all this stuff coming up. And I mean, like the Hunter laptop and something needs to break. I mean, this just can't keep happening.
There's so much corruption.
It's just so overwhelming, and I'm sure it's just so overwhelming. Something needs to break eventually.
Yep. Hey, if you're watching this recording on Rumble or YouTube, please hit the thumbs up button and subscribe. We appreciate that. You can support the show by going to rucksackradio.com. Thank you so much for visiting the show there. I was going to mention something with that, and I just completely lost my train of thought. That's all right. Oh, so starting with the last episode, I started getting these back up onto the audio-only platforms, too, like Spotify and Anchor and iHeartRadio and all of those. It was a process in the past where I had to pull the audio out of these episodes separately. And then if there were three of us on, I had to pull all three audios out. And then Anchor, which is the platform that hosts podcasts, it then distributes from there. But it would, for the longest time, it would only allow certain size files to go in there. So I'd have to take the audio for each person and cut it up into four different pieces and then make sure everything was aligned right and load all the files separately into that. So I stopped putting it on those platforms because it was nearly impossible to do. Well, at some point in recent months, I think Spotify bought Anchor or something like that. So it got easier. They have the ability now that I can, the same way I upload to YouTube, I can upload to Anchor. So I just drop the video in there and it just automatically pulls the audio out, and there's not like a file size restriction. So if you're listening to these on those platforms, again, thank you. Sorry if it was gone from there for so long. It'll be back, but just do know that a lot of times we have images up, and a lot of the silly things we laugh at are images up. So sometimes if you're listening, you're just going to get a lot of laughter, and you may not know exactly why it is we're laughing.
Or snorting. But if I'm
that's
involved,
not always bad.
You know?
Snorting. But it's I'm happy to get them back up on there, too, so... what do you got planned for your weekend?
My typical. My typical. I'll probably hit up the gym tomorrow and go get another plant. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna try to catch up a little bit on some of the stuff from I haven't paid much attention the last couple days. A lot of the stuff, just passively watching a lot of the Ukraine stuff, but I want to dive a little bit deeper into some of the areas that have had really heavy fighting and look closer at some of the videos and stuff there, because I've found ways to enhance some of these. That's the nice thing about the Adobe program that I'm using, is that I can use it for stuff like that now too. So I've been finding ways to enhance videos and see other things in them and might not others see. You can't immediately see or slow it down enough that I can, depending on how many frames per second it was recording at, I can slow it down to the individual frames. And I found pictures where there's explosions, but I can back it up a couple frames and actually see, you can see the missile before it hits, you know, and stuff like that. So I've been...
You're good.
No, I don't just... No, nerdy you're good stuff
putting
like
stuff
that.
Together, and like that little video that you did. I mean, you've always put them together, but you seem to have a knack for that audio-video kind of, you know,
thank you.
Connection, just producing everything, putting it together, which is great.
Yeah, it interests me, I guess.
You do well.
I find it fun. I've never taken a single AV class in my life, but just figuring it all out, but it's been fun. Thank you. Appreciate that. And, it's storm season too. So the other night I had my I had Weatherscope up and a couple of my other my programs. So I had weather maps all over my screen watching the tornadoes and stuff down in the southern part of the country, because I was watching all the winds and the elevations and the the hail shafts and looking at all kinds of stupid, nerdy, geeky stuff in the storms.
But, the weather, which is great.
Yeah, it was nice. Just a completely random thing off to the side to detach from all the madness, I guess, and find peace in incredibly violent weather, which is weird.
No, but I understand.
It's just,
it's a comfort.
It's neat to see the science of it. So, it's got to sharpen my skills a little bit so that once it starts, I mean, I'm a couple, 2-3 months before we start getting anything like that up by me, but I'm ready. I want to chase them around.
Do it.
I'm just, I'm excited mostly because I've got that, because the camera on my phone on this latest iPhone
is it the 13?
So I'm really anxious to get, the 13 Pro Max or whatever I think it is. Man, the camera's incredible. So I can't wait to get weather, some weather shots with this one this year.
That's awesome.
So
I think you'd be good with a little setting up stuff. I can see you doing that, like setting up like 2 or 3 different stands and just gaining the footage and then putting it all together, because you're good at that. But just capturing it, I don't know how you would do that, like in a 24 to 48 hour period. Just kind of get all the clouds and the weather systems rolling through and cut it up and put it together, you know?
Yeah. There's ways. And I've got a small drone. It's not a really exceptional one, but it does take decent pictures. And it gets up there pretty high. So I can get a pretty good, I can send it up maybe 200 feet, 300 feet or something like that, I think. And maybe it's even a little more than that. And I can get a pretty good picture out of the horizon way out, you know, to the next community and everything out there. So I want to try to use that more this year, but I'm not a good pilot with it. So I've got to keep practicing that, because the slightest bit of wind that thing takes off on me, I can't control it. Next thing I know, it's in a tree or it's on the roof of Target or something, and I'm never getting it back. You know, so. Oh, hey, take care, Sarah. Thanks for joining for a little while.
we're both like.
Anyway, so yeah, I've had some be able to nerd out with that stuff more this year. I found more fun. Dating profile.
My God, I was laughing so hard. I watched that video again. I was dying. I was just like, holy shit. Looking for clean.
I got some, she says, looking for a good, clean, adventurous fun. Don't bother swiping right if you have an IQ lower than 135, because you won't be able to keep up. But I'm looking, she's got this Bert and Ernie thing going on with her.
You know who she reminds me almost. Of? Remember Wiener? The guy, his wife a little bit. So, she used to be Clinton's aide or something like that. She reminds me a little bit of her. Don't ask me why.
Yeah, I can't.
That was the first person that came to mind. But yeah, Wiener's ex-wife. Yeah, right.
You're right though.
That's a dirt dog.
Yeah, I watched last week's. Well, when I was putting last Friday's show together, I was laughing like crazy.
Oh my God, fun
stuff in there.
The guy with the underwear, his wife,
and there was a bunch more tonight. I was wondering if I was wondering if Phil was gonna pop on, maybe in surprise if he did. But I've got some more for the next time. I've got some more for us tonight. But
there's
some really obnoxious ones.
I do like this thing where I pretend like I'm the Chinese food person. Like, hello, you want some ass burning? You order some ass burning wings. And see, I don't know if he would pick up the. I have a Google number if you want to call him.
I think he's. I think he's working already. I think that's why he was.
He started.
not able to go this early, but it's funny that you bring that up because one of the
ass burning wings
that I saw was not that, but hello, my name is Connie.
I'm like,
me Chinese. Please show me America.
That's my mom. Her name is Connie. Mom, sorry. Hello.
Is your mom Chinese?
At this point, Chinese? Who fucking knows? I mean, yeah. Oh, there she is. Is she really? Oh, she just. Hey, Mom. Look at her. She's a fucking creeper.
That's great.
Hey, Mom. Yeah, she's Sicilian. Oh my god, that's so funny.
This is Brianna. Let's play Yahtzee. She's got Bernie riding a unicorn back there.
Oh boy.
Alien blowing a joint. It's McDonald's is that the job? I don't know.
Ma, what's with the caps going on? You trying to yell or something? What's with the caps, Ma?
Vincent seems like he'd be a nice guy.
What is it with you and says, that's my father's name. What is it with the Connie Vincent?
Are you serious?
What the hell's going on here?
Is he black?
he likes black women. Well, not my mom, but
I'm looking for a girl who's super mean. She also has to be really clingy and jealous. I prefer women who talk a lot about their ex and a love for the bootylicious. In my free time, I like to take off my shirt and take selfies. I'm super in shape thanks to my strict diet of Mountain Dew and Twizzlers. We're a Twizzler family. Red vines have no place in my home. I work nights fighting crime. I'm not saying I'm Batman, but I'm saying no one has seen the Riddler in Austin, Texas.
What a bod for Mountain Dew. Is it Mountain Dew?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said. Oh, wow. And Twizzlers. See, I'm a red wines. I don't mind the Twizzlers, but I definitely prefer red wines.
Nah, I think I'm
wines.
More Twizzler.
Uh-oh, you're in the connection. Oh. We lost your video.
Oh, no.
I can hear you.
Though. I can
so
see
just
me.
Keep talking.
As long as you can still see me. You.
Mm-hmm. You can see you? Mm-hmm. Oh, now I can see
I'm
you
back.
Again. Okay.
Internet bastards.
Here's these. This Dutch guy.
Oh my god.
Help, a wizard turned me into a hamster.
I've been looking for a hamster. I don't know if this is, you know, gonna cut it, but it's a little creepy.
You're gonna have to.
Yeah, he looks like he's licking his balls.
To make your way over the Netherlands or something.
Poor little dude.
Oh. Let's see what other ones we had here. Chris, self-absorbed, emotionally unavailable alcoholic seeking someone I can make grandiose promises to with zero intention of keeping.
Hey, at least he's honest. Sick bow fighting skills.
Sick bow fighting skills. He's 6'2", 207.
University of Alaska. I wonder if he's up in Alaska. At least he's honest.
Yeah, University of Anchor. Yeah, as I say, he's out there.
Yeah. I never ran into real.
This one I had a hard time figuring out. Just Sid. I'm a guy with many qualities. I'm looking at this picture
Which
and I'm thinking,
is?
Like, is this
a
homeless
know.
Shelter? Is it a prison? Is it
There's
a school?
A story.
What's
There's
going
a
on
story
here?
Behind this. This guy took pictures. Where someone took pictures of him behind, like, ass cracks. Like, see the guy's ass crack, the plumber's crack in the back? So, if you go on the internet, you're good with this. If you go on the internet, you'll see pictures of him with ass crack all over the place. There was something going on with it. I saw, yeah. Yeah.
That's I'm still trying to figure out what the venue is here. At first you'd think it's like a high school, but it seems like these kids are
there's something. I don't know if he got fired from his job because of all the pictures with the ass crack. Something happened to him. Like, it was too much crack. But
well, clearly.
Sid, like, lay low on the crack, okay, man? Like, it could be CC nowadays. You never know.
Had a few for you ladies here. David, he might not be bright, but he's got the libido of 12 Liberace's, the New York Times. Wild during cuddly, says the New York Washington Post. Never enough thumbs to raise for this man. Beep. Karen, give me some more thumbs in here. Jesus. Roger Ebert.
Jesus Christ.
Phil and I gotta get pictures under a waterfall or something like this.
We've been pushing for your nips for a long time, so you just let me know.
you have to settle for David's here tonight.
Look at the face, like, touch me.
He's probably a really good time.
He'll definitely lose his shirt in the first half hour at the bar.
This guy blacked out his name. He's a 12T at the Army. He says, I work for the government, so I don't want to fuck hard.
That's my favorite one. That would be great. A pickup line. That was fantastic.
Honest. He was fantastic. Not kidding.
That was fantastic.
This is more for the ladies. Matthew, when you say jump, I'll say how high. And when you say 3 feet, I'll reply with that's too high. I only have 34-inch vertical. So what I'm really saying is I hope you're willing to settle for 2 inches less than you expected.
I can go a couple different ways, buddy.
That's exactly. Hey, that's where he was going with it. It's just a creative way of saying he's not packing.
You should just stop at the 3 feet, okay?
And maybe he's just wondering at that point in time how many women are going to take him up on the curiosity.
You know, I bet you a lot more than you would think. That's when they want the dick pic. That's when they ask for the dick pic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brick, 21. How about all the time? I'd love to see the responses a dating profile like this got. You know? Somebody puts a trash bag up there and smelly all the time. Something just.
And also gets laid.
Good points, you see. Yeah. I get laid all the time. That would have been a good one. Would have been a good ad in there. Hire CC to scan any dating profiles.
If I ever jump back on that thing, CC, you're going to be my writer.
I'm the
Gucci.
Gucci, I'm the grandmother in the first picture, but after a Freaky Friday type situation caused us to switch bodies, I've been trapped inside this ugly idiot for weeks. Please help. If anyone can get me in contact with Lindsay Lohan for advice, I would greatly appreciate it.
He's pimping out his fucking grandma. If it's one of his.
I'm guessing it's gotta be, right? Yeah. Well, I don't know. We had one a couple weeks ago where the grandma was dating the guy that was like 21.
Was there a show like that where it was like or maybe it was like online with like the Cougars or whatever, but I'm telling you, we used to go to this place in Jersey where all the Cougars would come out like past 10 p.m. It was hilarious. Hilarious. What's going on with this one? Is he riding a
Stingray 24? He always keep it 69 and unprotected.
Oh,
I'm a UFO expert.
God. Is he riding a blow up shark?
Okay, yeah. He's got his little drive-through headset hanging, on.
Was hanging from his headset. His chain.
I don't yeah, know. Like Flavor Flav's mini clock or something. I don't know. It's not, he's got a plastic. It's a plastic blow-up shark.
It's
a pool
speedo.
Toy. Yeah, I don't want to Stingray. There you go, ladies.
Does he have a copies?
Well, you can always have Glenn here. Stay majestic, says Glenn.
What is it with these backgrounds? Is that him in the background? With the unicorn? Is it?
Yes. This is dating profile picture.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't even know.
You might have been on the boys looking for boys section.
I'm sorry if you hear my dinglings outside, my chimes.
There you go.
Oh, you can hear him, CC? Sorry.
Nick, 25 profile says I'm 25, but I'm actually 1,746 years old. Self-employed toy maker, pilot, world traveler, living in the deep north. Just in town for the night. Must love cookies and reindeer.
Recommend, Nick.
There's certainly some women out there with Santa fantasies that, that swipe all over this guy. Just...
Yep. I'm sure there's Santa obsessions out there. He's looking for someone naughty or nice.
If you don't like my hair, I will cut it. If you don't like my mouth, I will shut it. If you don't like me, I will cease to be. If you don't like you, there's nothing I can do. If I can't make you laugh, then life will be tough. But I won't give up on you, so don't give up on me, too.
Ooh, he's a poet, and he doesn't even know it. Maybe he does know it.
He's...
Interesting.
This guy's like... He's the type, you know, but he's the type of guy that will probably run at 3 in the morning to get you, you know, the feminine products that
Which
you need.
Which is great, yeah.
You know, like... But then he's going to text you from outside the bathroom to make sure you're alone in there doing it. I think I heard another voice in there. Like who was that?
I bought you the tampons, okay? I bought you the tampons.
You got the right kind.
Just do you remember, I bought you the tampons.
He's just like total that guy, crazy obsessed weirdo. That, yeah. These are too much. Too
I
much
can't. Fun. I don't know what I would do if I was on the dating site like nowadays. I can just imagine.
I'd like to cover.
Oh boy.
I'd like to cover you in peanut butter and see how much I could lick off before my peanut allergy killed me.
Oh sure, amazing.
All right.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun there.
She's not going to make it to 19.
I felt like you could be friends with this one.
Maybe.
This next one.
Oh, God. It's either an animal or...
Nicole. Going to get tattoos of dogs on my arms and then get really buff. So when I fly a cutie, I could be like, excuse me, do you know where a vet is? I've got some sick puppies. And then I'll flex so hard my shirt sleeves rip. And they're blown away by my arms, my devotion to dogs, and my sense of humor.
I'd have a beer with her. I'd definitely have a beer with her. We'd go to the gym, then have a beer.
It's creative.
Then the tattoo parlor.
Scott, 24. Love to laugh. My passions are shopping and being gorgeous. If you're not 6'5, don't talk to me. What's he looking for? Amazon? Well, I think it's I think we're finding out it's not women he's looking for. I never message first. No facial hair. Not looking for a hookup. Don't know why Tinder thinks I'm 24. I'm really 32. Music is my life. Don't ask me on a date if you're poor. If you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. Sushi and a caramel frappe. Butt stuff on the first day. So my son Genghis is the most important man in my life.
At least he's honest about it. Just a little touchy, touchy, no ass. I can't play. God, I'm trying to picture.
Yeah, when I first read this,
I'm trying to picture his perfect man.
When I first read it,
like a woman, right? Like 6'5" woman. Like, damn.
According to this, is perfect man to me. Was playing the NBA. I guess. Took me a minute to look at the 6'5" thing and go, that doesn't make sense. But then I get to the butt stuff. I said, all right, yep.
The caramel frap and all that stuff. Yep. Don't ask me on a date if you're poor. Oh my God. I have to ask my friend, my gay friend, Vinny's on a site. And it's just for that. So, yeah. So, you know. They know up front. You don't have to like weed through all that shit. You know what's going on.
Yeah. God, I haven't. I think I get kind of nausea at thinking at the idea of even like going out.
No, I don't have the time. Number one, I don't have the desire. I don't want to tell people who I am, what I do,
exactly.
40,000 times over. Like, I don't give a shit. I don't want to go to dinner with anyone. I don't want to meet anyone for coffee. You know, someone tried contacting me, like, down here. Like, with he had a dog or whatever. And he contacted me, and I didn't even know the guy's name. I'm like, are you Lola's father? I'm like, I didn't remember the dog and not the fucking guy. Like, you know, that's how bad I am. And I just want to be left alone. Does Lola want to go out?
Right?
No.
I don't have the patience for any of it either, but I just don't. Yeah, there's no. Yeah.
Yeah. And can you imagine? People,
they suck. Like, if you're not already somehow in my orbit, then.
Can you imagine after, like, post COVID? Like, craziness, and then on the dating sites, I can't even imagine. We have to ask Phil how he's doing with. He put that picture up, right? With the green braids. I don't know where he put it up, though. He definitely got hits of something. It might not be good, but he got hits of something.
Yeah, I forgot where he did, but yeah, I'll have to ask him.
Tinder or Bumble or something. I don't know. Bumble's the one where the woman reaches out. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I can't keep track.
Yeah, no patience. I ran into somebody not long ago that I hadn't seen since, like, high school. And she was like, the conversation immediately went to like the COVID stuff. Started talking about, isn't it cool, all the new mRNA technology and everything?
Right,
and
into like, it? Oh, really? Oh. Yeah,
yeah. I was like, that's neat stuff.
Good seeing you.
So,
yeah.
Good seeing you again.
Have a good day.
<That's>, adios. We'll get, don't run your bubble into any sharp objects.
I've seen a lot. I mean, they don't have the mask mandate or anything anymore, but I see an awful lot of people down here with the mask still on. Again, you do whatever the hell you want to do. That's up to you. But I feel like I see more that they took it away. Like, these, they have to like make that point almost. So when I go out, I have seen quite a few people with their mask on, and they're the bigger masks. What's the big ones? N95 or whatever it is. So,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
I still see it around here too, but I think I've seen like maybe 4 people in the last week. I have stayed so far away from people. I just went on.
Same with me.
But I've seen it though too, and I've still seen people driving.
That's the worst. Like, I don't care what you do, but
I don't understand. I've never understood that. To want to protect yourself. Great.
I have no problem.
I mean, I'm not trying to disparage people from wanting to protect themselves, but I mean, come on. It's like masturbating with a condom on. I mean, what are you going to what's the point?
In the bed alone. Mm-hmm. You know. Protection.
It's so stupid.
Double protected.
And we still got Dopey Fauci running around talking about it. Oh,
they're going to. Man. I mean, it's an election year, so I think what they're going to do is this BA2. And I just saw that today because I've been busy with work, so I keep it on the background, and then I try to go back and forth. And then when I hear it, and when I don't.
Yeah.
But I was like BA2. I was like, what the hell is this now? So now he's in a rant. Watch, you're going to see him. If he was on Cavuto, you're going to start seeing him on the other places now.
Yeah, probably. Well, he's only going to destroy the Democrats' chances even more if he keeps up. So as far as I'm concerned, let him run his mouth. The more he runs his mouth, the better it is for the rest of us. And
it's getting old. It's getting old.
There's more people, more and more people on the other side that had enough of the bullshit that have come out with it too. And it's.
Who's that, Gibbsy?
Gibbs. We got a dog in here now. Yep. It's open a door.
Gibbs, you want a segment?
Right.
Tell us what you think about Fauci. Tell us what you think about Fauci.
I don't want him to take a shit next to me. <That's stupid. laughs> He'll tell you what he's thought about the lady shepherd song.
Oh, we
today.
Found a.
There's a. Somebody's got a lady, and she's a darker colored one too, like him. And so he just like his ears, and he was like all stout, standing there looking. Hey, is those front. Paws were front legs were almost shaking, and his tail was just like he was doing. Yeah, you probably would have given me a total Charlie horse if I would step in the way of his tail.
Now, did they meet up? Did he get to sniff?
They did. Okay. They saw each other from a close enough distance that they both could see each other, and the tails were going.
Oh my god!
You could get a hold of this one. Could be a bunch of little mini gifts.
Because he's not fixed, right?
The world doesn't need that.
Oh my god!
No, he's not, because I was gonna breed him, but he's right at. He's I don't own out because he's 4.5.
He's so beautiful.
He's I can't get him fixed anymore.
So have lady. Little babies him, on so. The side and send me like two.
Yeah. Cadence wants me. To
it's
do
a
it,
lot.
She,
listen,
she wants
it's,
another.
It's a lot of work.
I'm like I get my ass.
It's a lot of work. It's all day, all night with like
two of them.
You know, well, the babies alone. Like it's just every 3 hours.
Yeah,
you gotta feed those little babas, and you know they're gonna be up. And
well, if I'm not the, you know, I got the stud, so I don't have to worry about that nighttime stuff with the puppies. But still, then after once you 10 weeks or 12, whatever you pick them up, it's all I remember those days. I don't want to do that again. I haven't listen, it's he's 4.5. That's the last time I slept past 8 a.m.
yeah,
it was 4.5 years ago.
You have to go out.
I gotta be up with him, so there's responsibilities. But they're his bloodlines. He would make good puppies with the right female, because he's got
is she
really
big or small, like she's smaller than him or like his size.
She's smaller than him, but most are.
He's big.
He's really big. But she's, I don't, if I was had a guess, I'd say she's probably only, at best, maybe maybe 2 years old. Maybe not even that. Maybe
Gibbs, you got yourself a young one. She's still got a little growing to do yet herself.
Ooh. Yeah, but she's gonna right in her. Ooh. She's right in her moment, and he's just eyeing it up like.
Just popping out. Just,
It's going the opposite direction as his tail, as it's wagging. Everything's all over the place. God, it's like he's bringing in a plane over.
Did he sniff all around, like, to smell her, like, to see where she went and stuff? Like,
oh my God. Like, go. He told me when she walked around the corner and went in with her person, he told me to the spot that she was standing at. And there was no way I was holding him back. He told me to that spot, and he just dug his nose into the ground like he was coke. So he just laying there, and it started to drool out of his mouth, and he's just making noises. And I looked at him, and he just kind of gave me the side eye, like, don't even. I'm here right now. I'm in my place.
And we're coming back here every single time.
Take all the time you need.
Oh my God! I hope he gets to like meet her like in person.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, creep
close.
Creep now. Now so. That's your now. But, you have to creep now. You have to go out there and like be that little like dog stalker. Like,
he's been towing me that direction for the last few weeks, so I kind of knew there was something up in that direction, and now I now know what it is. So. He's known for a while, but he ever since we saw her, all day he's just
He wants to find her.
We gotta go now. We gotta go again. No, we're just out there for 15 minutes, and you dropped nothing. You had nothing in you. You put your leg off just 15 times. Nothing.
He has to. That's how he pulls her on the cell phone, you know, so that she knows when she comes out. Like, keep it on 40 bushes. I was here, girl. I'll come back for you later.
So that's what I'm in my life now.
Hey, there could be worse things. You know, I'm happy that you have Gibbs. He's such a awesome. They're such awesome companions.
Oh yeah, he's.
Yeah.
That he is. He knows when to be a boy.
Of course.
He's good. He's good. Hey, thank you. For everybody for tuning in with us, please check out the show's website at rucksackradio.com. Really appreciate everybody who hangs out with us, watches us live or listens to us, or watches the recordings. Those who support the show through merchandise at the Truth Verified store or through donations, really, really grateful for you and your time and your patriotism. We're live again Sunday morning. I'm pretty sure Phil will be with me, so maybe do a blended show on Sunday morning too with some deeper stuff and also some more silly stuff. See how Phil is feeling. I think he's going to be back.
That's
like 2 weeks.
Awesome.
So we'll find out. Yeah, it was fun.
Oh my God. You know what it is? Like the mixture and the laughter. Like his laughter is so hearty that even if it's not funny, it's funny. Oh, like it's just like, oh my God. You know, like it's funny. I mean, we can laugh, but he's just like nice, that. Good. He has that laughter, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Fridays are so fun when we do this show. Whether it's just you or I or him or the three of us, but the three for sure is a good time. And I was excited because I figured out a way when I put it into video to get all three of us on the screen in a much more visually. Appealing way than the old format was with the three of us, and then with to flip the I learned how to split the video and then to be able to put those images in the middle and everything. So I learned new stuff doing it too with Adobe.
That was a great stubborn. It was a great show. It turned out great. I like the beginning too, which is fantastic. I have to jump on Rumble and start doing that. You know how I am. I'm like on and off with social media lately. I haven't been on Parlor or whatever.
Yeah.
Which
I
is
have
fine.
To get, I've got three.
You know, but Parlor or Rumble, like I have to catch up and kind of go through everything. And I just have to sit and, you know, maybe I'll do that later tonight too. Yeah.
Cool. I'm working on some more another article, hopefully maybe on the weekend or early next week. I'm gonna try to beat this Nazism dead, finally. This idea of Nazism, anyway. That's all I'll say. But the article will be in relation to that, and hopefully, I think like maybe I'll get it published this weekend. Otherwise, early next week. But really appreciate you all hanging out with me. I'm so grateful for your time and joining in with the chat. Any questions, anybody?
Don't ask me nothing. No, keep talking because I'm ignoring shirt. You.
Which shirt, Cece? Oh, the Lux Tech shirt. Keep talking, nice.
What's your shirt? It says,
keep talking.
Keep talking. I'm secretly ignoring you.
Nice.
All right.
That's. If somebody's reading that shirt, most of the time they're not really paying attention to what you're saying.
They're just looking at the boobs, you know? They're like, oh, no shirt.
Yep. Yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
That good. Good. I'm going to keep my eyes tonight. I'm going to spend a little time watching a little deeper into everything that's going on with Ukraine and see. I haven't paid a lot of deep attention to it in the last couple of days, but I know the Ukrainians killed another lieutenant general, another top general. I want to say the fifth or sixth general now they've gotten. There's a lot of talk about having a lot of problems. Some of the Chechen forces refusing to fight or withdrawing because they're taking such heavy losses. But at the same time, I've seen Chechen forces in Mariupol. There's a lot going on. There's the supply routes are getting hit hard. The Russian supply routes, that is. So they're running. Their troops are going to run out of everything from food and water to fuel to other supplies they need to ammunition. They're gonna start running dry soon, and that's when combat's going to become even more brutal, because then they literally are desperate at that point in time. It's not just an invasion. They're desperate to survive. And they're going to be ransacking people's homes and everything else. So, they're already doing it in many cases, but it's going to get bad. So, yeah, I did see the CC brought up. Did you see the Russian who ran over his commanding officer? I think his dad, his friends have been killed. Yes, I did see that. I saw pictures of the night or shortly after this happened. I had seen pictures because actually there were Chechens that were fighting with that group, and there were pictures that they had posted of him on the stretcher, and he was like communicating with people. So this happened 2 weeks ago. So to find out just now that he actually passed is a little like
what happened.
Yeah. What happened in the last 2 weeks, you know, because he seemed like he was. Well, or not, but who knows? Maybe he was kind of in shock or something. But I hadn't seen. Apparently, got his legs. And I don't know if it ran his legs completely over or what it was, but I didn't seem that way. But I've seen that, and there's going to be more and more of these troops that are going to be turning on themselves.
Someone threatening to kill their own CEOs. Yep.
Yeah.
You're in a Russians tough position. I've
heard that too. I've heard. There's stories that there are Belarusians that are Belarusians. Is it Belarusians or Belarusians? I'm not sure. I thought it's Belarusians, but I thought I heard somebody in the news the other day say Belarusians. Russians,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. But I've heard stories of them actually sabotaging some of the rail lines and roads
getting into Russia
that are supposed to take supplies in and out of Russia or into Ukraine Russia. So there's a major, and there are people, keep in mind, there are people coming from all over the world. It's not just like we had U.S. veterans go over there. There's people over there from all over the world that have fought in the military that just feel like this is a fight worth standing for. And if I was just a 22, 24, 26, 28-year-old guy that served in the military of country X, wherever in the world, and I was single, I didn't have a family or anything going on, really, I'd in a heartbeat. You know, because this is the, I mean, that's why anybody serves at the end of the day, is for the protection of liberty, protection of life, protection of those who can't protect themselves. And the Ukrainians are doing a hell of a job protecting themselves, but they're so outnumbered. It's
really,
that's wild. Marines are restricted from traveling to Ukraine, Belarus, and Russia. Wow. I believe it. Russia's already got two veteran Marines in prison for things, for other stuff. But I believe it. I'm a civilian though, so.
True.
I thought about it, but I can't do that to my daughter.
Yeah, you have little one. You can't.
So she's all. Is it
Benjamin Hall, but, the guy from Fox? Yeah, they went in and they saved him too. I think they were ex-Marines or
they were all ex-military. Yeah, there was a lot of vets and special ops guys that went in because they had a special ops trauma surgeon with them and everything. They had a really, really talented, highly qualified group that went in and got him out to be able to stabilize him. And
that's scary because we were like watching him. I was seeing him all the time. You know, report, and then all of a sudden I was like, wait a second, isn't that the guy that we've been watching this whole time? And and he really got hurt.
Yeah, it sounded like he took serious leg injuries. I have not heard any more details other than that, but I think the term explosive fractures, or two something like that, were. Bilaterals. The language used seemed like his legs were not in good shape. But I don't know. I've not heard any details since. So they had a tough job over there, though. I think. Did I hear that Don Lemon is over there?
Yeah, please. I'm gonna have to look that up.
I'm gonna have to check CNN. I think Don Lemon is in Ukraine.
No. Can you see him with like a little hard hat on and stuff?
I think they got so desperate. They got so desperate finally for ratings that they're like, fuck, we got to send somebody to Ukraine. Send Lemon. I wish they would have sent that chocolate Stelpage. Big bald, fucking huge forehead.
Freaking
dick. But so Lemon is, I think he is. You guys have to look that up, but I'm pretty sure Don Lemon is in Ukraine.
Don Lemon
I think I saw something like that, which would be very interesting. And if he is, I might turn on CNN later on during his televised show just to watch what his coverage is from CNN. I was looking for a man.
I'm sorry.
If the Russians capture him, fucking fine. Take him. Interrogate him, please.
Posted by Don Lemon live from Lviv. Pentagon says, Lviv.
Yeah, he's in Ukraine.
So let's say Don Lemon tonight. Let me make sure all that is published March 23rd, 2022. Ukraine takes back territory from Russians. And I guess he's there.
There this whole week, maybe. I'll have to see if he's there tonight. I'll have to check that out and see. I think he comes on anytime now.
Yeah, I didn't know that he... I don't follow all of them. I can't stand these freaking bozos. I didn't even know that he had Ukraine takes back territory from Russia, so he might be over there. Don Lemon tonight.
Hey, thanks for tuning in with us tonight. I really appreciate it. I hope you all have an amazing weekend and have a great rest of your Friday. We'll see you Sunday morning.
Thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight.
Thank you, Mom, for coming in and visiting us.
Hey, Mom, happy 70th birthday tomorrow. So it's the new 29.
Happy birthday.
She's gonna wear her birthday suit all day and hopefully get drunk and cause some trouble, which is good. So, I would love to. That would be great. I mean, she's feisty.
Cause some ruckus.
So happy birthday, Mom.
Friends, there's no substitute for educated and passionate patriots who value our sacred principles of liberty and take action to preserve them. We're honored to share your company. Rock on. Have a great rest of your weekend, mm-hmm. and happy birthday again.